John Mosier with the Sixth Amendment Center, and I'm here with our executive director, David Carroll. And we're talking about our report on the right to counsel in rural Nevada called Reclaiming Justice.
That's right. We were commissioned by the Nevada Supreme Court to put together what's called a consensus document, something that would bring together a broad coalition of people to agree on the aims of where the next level of reform should go in the state.
So, David, how would you place this report in the context of prior efforts at reform? The state court, after all, promulgated an important set of standards in 2008, I think. So why is it necessary to go back now, 5 years later, and to deliver to them this additional report with a new set of recommendations?
Nevada is truly a unique state. It has a large geographic expanse, but population centers are really in Clark County and Washoe County. And so when the court enacted the reforms they did back in 2008, they really took hold in the urban centers for a variety of reasons. So, for example, the court said, here are a set of performance standards for whether you're doing death cases, delinquency cases, appellate cases, et cetera. And they also said judges need to be out entirely of the oversight and administration of indigent defense. So with those two combinations, a county like, for instance, Clark County, with a lot of resources, was able to say, okay, we're going to create a coordinated assigned counsel system in which a county body is responsible for both assigning cases, overseeing cases, and making sure that people are meeting performance standards. That's a heavy load for a rural county in the state where, you know, they may only have two or three attorneys that are able to do it. And so to add a fourth attorney as oversight just really didn't make sense. And so this is really about the Indigent Defense Committee determined that there was a crisis in rural Nevada 5 years ago, and we need to go back and really pick up and say, we've done well in the urban centers of the state. We need to go back and make sure poor people in the rural sections also get a meaningful right to counsel.
So as you're working on this report, talking about the right to counsel in Nevada today, what led you to dig around in Nevada's past going all the way back to the 1870s?
Well, in thinking about how do we change the narrative in the state and get people to really focus on this, my first thought was really to go back to Nevada's historical libertarian context and really see if we can make the case that the Sixth Amendment right to counsel is really a liberty issue. And in thinking about it, it's just as the Second Amendment guarantees the individual the right to bear arms to protect liberty and to be a check against the potential tyranny of big government. And just as the Fourth Amendment serves to protect every person from illegal searches and seizures unsupported by probable cause, so too does the Sixth Amendment protect an individual's liberty by balancing the scales of justice from overreach by the machinery of law enforcement. And as we started going through that historical context, we kept going further and further back. So I came across a state attorney general opinion that was issued on the eve of the Gideon decision, looking at Nevada's own historical context on the right to counsel. That sent me back to the 1920s, where there was some information about some changes in right to counsel statutes. From there, I went back to 1909, where the Nevada Supreme Court was given broad authority by the legislature to rewrite the criminal code, and in most instances adopted the California criminal code. And from there, we started going back and thinking, well, was there anything that happened back before the criminal code was changed? And sure enough, we found a rich history of equal justice for poor people throughout Nevada. And it was really a combination of the legislature and the Supreme Court in a series of cases in the 1870s.
That's great. So you know, are the issues facing Nevada today particularly unique? Or if you can, try to place Nevada's current struggles, you know, in a broader national context. So what does this report on Nevada reclaiming justice have to offer to someone next door in California, say, or all the way across the country in Ohio, for that matter?
Well, I think it one looks at rural Nevada through the prism of the ABA 10 principles. Are there independence issues? Are there excessive caseload issues? What are the problems of supervision? And sure enough, what you find is that the same issues that raise their head in rural Nevada are the ones that are impacting rural California or Ohio or parts of Mississippi. It really is a chance to sort of say, hey, even though you may have an urban center that is doing well, there's some solutions for rural parts of these states as well. So, for instance, we're calling for a statewide commission that oversees and promulgate standards for specifically rural Nevada. That could potentially be an answer for California or some of these other states. So there really is a lot to bear. I also think what's very interesting about this report is that there's in the center of the story is an indigent defendant, much like Clarence Earl Gideon, named Shepherd Wixon, who in 1875 asked for a lawyer for his case where he was indicted for a series of stagecoach robberies. As we go through the story, you can see that there is no adversarial system checking the state on what they're claiming happened in these cases. And just as we conclude, we're unsure whether Mr. Wixom was guilty of these charges or not. Those same lack of adversarial checks are causing the same mistakes in rural Nevada and elsewhere today. So you may, if you have an attorney that has way too many cases or has financial incentives to do as little on a case as possible, or is beholden to a judge for their next appointment or contract, they are going to not do what's necessary to zealously advocate on behalf of a defendant. And so you're going to end up with not knowing if you've got the right person for the right crime. And that's a problem in today's America in many, many states.
Well, that's all the time we have today. So on behalf of David Carroll, I'm John Mosier with the Sixth Amendment Center. Thanks so much for listening. And you can find more at sixthamendment.org.